This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. The University of New Mexico's Wind Symphony has been responsible for co-commissioning over 20 works for wind ensemble from all sorts of international composers, including Pulitzer Prize winners Jennifer Higdon and Michael Colgrass. The UNM Wind Symphony will be at Albuquerque's National Hispanic Cultural Center on Wednesday night, November 7th. 20th century music with a Latin flavor. And with us this morning is one of the conductors of the concert, the director of bands at UNM, Eric Rombach-Kendall. Eric, is this a new relationship between the Wind Symphony and the National Hispanic Cultural Center?
Well, this is only the second time that we've performed there. I think we played there about 6 years ago. We did have Michael Colgrass that you just mentioned. We did his Winds of Nagual, Copland, El Salón, Mexico. So we've kind of chosen the Latin theme again for this concert.
It's mostly 20th century music.
Yes. You know, most of the repertoire for the Wind Symphony has been created in the 20th or 21st century. Really, our landmark piece was the whole first suite in E-flat, which is 1909. So we're just a little over 100 years old.
Wow. Before we talk about the program, I want to remind people of what a wind symphony is.
We called it a symphony because it is like a symphony orchestra, except that the instruments are all woodwinds, brass, percussion, or keyboard instruments there. So there's no strings involved. It's a large group where total number of members is about 60. We don't always use all 60 members for every piece. It's a flexible instrumentation. So along with our wind symphony will be our brass choir, conducted by J.D. Shaw. And the nice thing about that is with the flexible instrumentation is you're getting a constant palette change of sounds.
Mm. The program somewhat leads to the very last piece.
Yes. Yeah. We're kind of building towards this climax, playing a piece called La Fiesta Mexicana by H. Owen Reed. It was premiered in 1950 by the United States Marine Band, and he subtitles it a Mexican folk song symphony. And it depicts the Mexican fiesta. So the first movement, you hear the sound of tumbling church bells and fireworks. There's a parade and an Aztec dance. And then everybody sort of settles in for the night. And that leads into a second movement, which is a solemn mass. Church bells again, and then some sections of Gregorian chant, being heard. And then that leads into the third movement, which is called Carnival. Has a circus, scenes of the market, a bullfight, mariachi bands, and it's really quite a marvelous piece. There will also be a piece by Roberto Sierra from Puerto Rico called Alegria, meaning happiness. It was a piece written in 1996 for the Houston Symphony. There will be four tangos of Astor Piazzolla, arranged by J.D. Shaw. And then we've added a piece called The Prelude in the Dorian Mode by Antonio de Cabezon, who is a 16th century Spanish Renaissance composer, keyboardist. This is a beautiful setting by Percy Grainger that he did in, right around 1940. He wrote it for the Interlaken music camp. So you get this blend of a Spanish Renaissance piece, but with a sort of Grainger-esque kind of sound to it. It's just a beautiful piece. It's a little bit slower than everything else going on, and it just creates a nice contrast.
Great, great program. As always, you do a wonderful job of putting together really unusual programming.
You know, we have the advantage at a university that our primary mission is educational. So, we love to have people attend our concerts and sell tickets, but we don't have a bottom line that we have to worry about like a symphony orchestra might. So we can be more adventurous in our programming because of the educational nature of it. And when you consider that our repertoire is really a 20th and 21st century repertoire, you really have no choice but to be adventurous oftentimes.
Eric Rombach-Kendall, along with J.D. Shaw, leads the UNM Wind Symphony Wednesday night, November 7th, 7:30 p.m. at Albuquerque's National Hispanic Cultural Center. Tickets will be available at the door or in advance online at nhccnm.org. Eric, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.